plus the oil or gas property tax, and that's mentioned page 3, line 9. Those are monthly taxes, and they're at $1,000 per month. The rest are annual.
Representative Sund.
Yeah, another question to the chief sponsor, Mr. Speaker. Is it his intention that the Finance Committee should take into consideration the amount of money the university receives here and then reduce their general fund appropriation by that amount?
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you. I probably should have waited to answer all these questions at once, but as long as I'm asked, it's my intent that the university report in their annual report to the Finance Committee on this. It'll obviously be up to the Finance Committee how it handles it. I suggest it would be unwise for the Finance Committee to completely overlook the money that's come in. I think it might be equally unwise for them just to simply offset that total amount, because that would dry up any fundraising efforts by the university. I think they should consider it, and consider it very strongly when they appropriate to the university. But I think that they need to use their good common sense and discretion in that respect.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, on the bill itself, good common sense and discretion is something I believe every taxpayer out there has when he's talking about his own money. And what we're really doing here is we're giving an opportunity to taxpayers to make a little bit of a decision about where one small portion of their tax dollars are going to go. Wouldn't it be wonderful if on our federal tax returns, I could designate how much of my money the federal government is going to take away from me each year would go towards education? How much would go to helping people that are homeless? How much would go to other programs that I think are really important programs? I think that'd be a wonderful opportunity to give our citizens. And that's what we're really doing here. We're giving that individual taxpayer a little bit of a choice. And I hope that maybe we can see that pattern develop here and do that on a few other pieces of legislation, too. I think if we did, we might find that some of these sacred cows aren't quite as sacred to the public as they may be to some of us.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 6, Finance Amendment, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board.
26 yeas, 11 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 6, Finance Amendment, has passed the House on reconsideration.
We are still in unfinished business. Any further unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absences. These include Representative Frank from Friday, March 20, to Plain Time, Monday, March 23rd. Representative Navarre from Friday, March 13. To Plain Time Monday, to Plain Time March 18, that's a Wednesday, and Representative Hoffman, a change, commencing 4 p.m. Wednesday, April 15, to Plain Time April 16, which is a Thursday. That's an additional on the time he's going to be gone. In addition, that I would like members to please be sure that they keep their folders or the bills on their desk that are under reconsideration, the bill packet. I realize, I guess I should ask to go down to the announcements.
Yeah. Would the House please stand at ease, Mr. Majority Leader? Please come back to order. We're under unfinished business, and the Majority Leader brought to our attention some people to be excused from the call of the House. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those members are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Okay, under unfinished business, we have House Joint Resolution 18 proposing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to residential preference under the Equal Protection Clause. In Labor and Commerce, it did pick up a fiscal note, so I'll add an additional referral at this time to Finance. Also today, under the Board of Marine Pilots, I gave that a Labor and Commerce referral, which will remain, but an additional transportation referral. Any further unfinished business? Announcements, standing committees or special committees. Representative Sund.
Mr. Speaker, the rumor that the Judiciary Committee was going to meet at the Eagle's Nest this afternoon is false. And we will be taking up, in addition to the calendar 125, discriminatory harassment, and House Bill 67, a definition of rural, we're going to try to get to House Bill 139, impeachment of judges. Real exciting stuff.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements. Representative Kopanen.
Thank you. The other body has appointed a special committee on AIDS prevention. They have asked me to notify the House that on 6:30 p.m. Wednesday the 11th, there will be a oversight hearing with the state epidemiologist, John Middow, making recommendations there. It will be held in the Butrovich Room, and members are urged to attend, and we hope to specifically appoint some House committee members to attend, but that will be at our next meeting.
Any further general announcements? Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to join my colleague here from this district in kind of alerting the body to two, I think, real fun events coming up this weekend. Saturday, tomorrow night, I think both of them starting at 8 o'clock, Linda and Paul Rosenthal, violinists, and very famous and wonderful violinists from our area here, is going to join Gary Smart, a pianist, and they're going to have a benefit performance out at Chapel by the Lake, which is right next to the University of Alaska Juneau, beginning at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance, $14 at the door, some good classic and jazz music. And another thing coming on at the same time, 8 o'clock, this one at the airport, they're having the Friends of the Museum are planning a casino night fundraiser at the airport, again beginning at 8, it'll run to 1. And they're going to have a dance band there, gaming tables, so historic gambling might have its first opportunity right here. And they're going to have some grand prizes. They're going to give away some airline tickets and some cruise, free cruises, door prizes. And Governor Cooper and Mayor Polly will be there to dedicate the new museum displays at the airport and the remodeled North Wing. This one is $15 per person. It's tax deductible. So we'd like to invite you all out for that one, too.
Any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Just to call the attention of the members to another bill that's in your limbo file. It's House Bill 89, which was the disaster relief bill. Not taking that up today. In addition, there's no Rail Belt Democratic Caucus meeting today at noon. And finally, in keeping with our tradition, we have a birthday. And that is the co-chair of the House Hess Committee from Fairbanks, Representative Kopanen.
Representative Kopanen, if this is your birthday, would you like to say a word? Of course, you've done quite well today already, but okay. Any further announcements? Representative Davis, announcements?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to make a brief announcement. In the paper, it talks about Cotter wastes no time in his sprint to his finish. Well, after this newspaper went to print, he did win at 2:34 yesterday. We have a new winner of the Yukon Quest.
Announcements, Mr. Minority Leader?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, there will be a minority caucus at 10 o'clock Monday in my office. Thank you.
special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
11 a.m. Monday.
Yeah, instead of calling us,